Hello, and welcome to the Member Score Podcast. We are Amanda and Travis Northcutt, the couple behind the membership consultancy MemberUp.co and creators of MemberScore.io, the one and only churn prediction and engagement reporting app purpose-built for membership sites. We're here to share strategies and tactics to help you grow your membership site. And if you like what you hear today, grab a 15-minute call with us and we'll help you work through anything pertaining to your membership site for free. Head over to memberscore.io/podcast to grab a spot on our calendar and see today's show notes.
Welcome to episode 19 of the Member Score Podcast. This is the seventh in an 8-part series on how to create systems and automations that will help you run your membership site more efficiently and effectively. Today, we're going to be talking about customer service and customer success. And creating a culture of honest feedback will help you curate the best member experience possible on your site. So today, we're going to break down how to create that culture and systematize and automate the majority of your customer service and success processes to save you time and give you time to work on your business, not just in your business.
Yeah. So customer success systems are the means by which you help your members achieve the success you advertised. You start setting expectations of what results your members can expect to get with your marketing messaging. When you have a prospect who decides they'd like to trade their hard-earned money for those results, it's your responsibility to do everything within reason to help them succeed. So setting up automated processes through your onboarding and ongoing customer management to truly deliver on the promises you made to the members when they were considering joining your site is pivotal. So follow the steps I recommended in episode 15 to create a stellar onboarding sequence. This is really your first opportunity to help a new member get immediate value from your site. And I do want to take a quick second to talk about the difference between customer success and customer service. Customer success is really everything that you are doing in your membership site, because you have an ongoing relationship and are expecting recurring payments from these individuals, and therefore you must constantly provide value in order to earn those recurring payments, right? So customer success has been a buzzword for several years now, and it's really at its core helping your customers get the most out of your product or service. But with a membership site, we're really everything that we're doing on an ongoing basis, all of those efforts are kind of under the broader umbrella of customer success. So I don't want to focus too much on that, but just kind of know that that's the broad definition of customer success, and that is your ongoing top goal for your membership site. So all of these systems really focus around customer success, starting with marketing, right? So this whole thing could be called customer success on a membership site. But for the purposes of this system and this podcast, we'll actually talk a little bit more about customer service. And then, like Travis said, creating that culture of feedback and taking action on that when appropriate and necessary. So we all know customer service is a bit of a slog and is kind of just taking care of support tickets. But there are ways to make that significantly less painful for you as a membership site owner. Again, there are lots of automations and systems, and you can even outsource your customer service. But let's dive in and talk a little bit more about this topic. But I do want to say one caveat here, so this isn't confusing, that engagement tracking, which is system 4 on episode 16, really does fall under the umbrella of customer success, but it truly deserves its own section as it pertains to membership sites. The processes and automations you can put in place there are really, really very key to your overall success as a membership site.
So one key component of an ongoing customer success and customer service strategy is to create that culture where feedback is not only accepted, but encouraged from your members. And it's something that you carefully consider and act on when appropriate. So you really want to set the expectation when members first join, and even in your, you know, your marketing messaging on your site and wherever, set that expectation and understanding that you or your staff are really accessible, that, you know, members can always email you or use live chat or discussion forums, phone call, whatever the case is for you, that you're there to help them achieve that success and remove whatever roadblocks are in their way. And you really want to reinforce that attitude through your interactions, in your online community, discussion forums, if you hopefully have those, and any one-on-one interactions you have, you want to make sure that those are really positive and leave people walking away feeling like they were heard and understood and helped, that you kind of help them get past whatever is in their way and get to that next step.
Yeah. And whenever you speak with a customer, have empathy, show kindness, apologize when necessary, and be solution oriented. If you have an upset customer, but their experience is so overwhelmingly positive when they approach you for help, they'll actually come away from that happier than they were before they had the problem. And I understand that your membership product might be kind of like your baby and you've worked hard on it. And when people have problems with it, if it's not just some quick technical glitch, it's easy to really internalize that and take it personally. But do try and separate yourself from that so you can be objective about helping solve the problem. And again, being more solution oriented. Try not to be defensive, but kind of the old principle from How to Win Friends and Influence People. So one of my favorites from there is agree and disarm. And so you want to say, even just validate the person's feelings about the issue. That really helps kind of break down the walls between you and the member that's having a problem and sets the tone for the interaction to really come out on top being overly positive. And again, you want them to be happier with you after they had a problem, approached you and you fixed it, than they were before they even had a problem. So it's really those interactions need to be treated as opportunities, not problems to be internalized and taken personally.
One thing we always recommend is surveying your current members one or two times a year. This is vital for you to be able to kind of gather their feedback and kind of communication, common problems, stuff that they run into. And it's stuff that you might not otherwise get, that people won't necessarily proactively come to you with until they're asked. And so we like to ask a few multiple choice questions regarding, kind of the content you're providing, the community, overall experience. And so those multiple choice questions are handy because you can easily kind of aggregate that data and get a quick snapshot of it. But it's also important to offer a section in those surveys for just kind of open-ended feedback, and that can be positive or negative. And that's where, obviously not as many people will fill out that section, but you can get some real gems there. Make sure your surveys are pretty short. Shouldn't take longer than, just two to 5 minutes for someone to complete. And of course, make sure you thank them after they've taken that survey. And another thing, kind of the next level of this, is surveying different segments of your members based on their engagement level with your site. So if you're doing the engagement tracking that we recommend, then you can ask your power users different questions than you would your least engaged groups of members. And so that least engaged group, they're far less likely to even participate in a survey in the first place. So you might just send them a simple email saying, hey, we really value you being a member of our site and we want to help you succeed. What problems are you running into? What roadblocks are you hitting? What's in your way? And how can we help you get past that? Just kind of, hit reply and let me know what we can do to help. And then those power users, you can kind of craft more careful questions and get things more like their input on the types of content and kind of what they might like to see added to the membership, what the community is like for them.
Yeah, and that's a great way to kind of feel out what kind of upsells you might offer too. You want to take the word from your power users most seriously when considering appropriate upsell offerings, because you want to make sure that you create something that people will actually purchase. And it's also smart to ask your power users for referrals on a regular basis. Again, like once or twice per year is totally appropriate. You can offer an affiliate program, special offers for each the referrer and the referee, I think, if you want. But your happiest members are, again, far more likely to provide referrals for free if you just make it easy for them. So to do so, you can provide an email template or a simple sell sheet with a special offer, like a discount or an add-on benefit that current members can email or text to a friend who might be interested in your membership site. So make that offer time or spot limited to encourage quick action, and make sure it's also really easy to share in general on your site. Make sure it's easy to share whatever free content you make available. And like I said earlier, customer service is deeply intertwined with customer success, but for the purposes of this chat, again, we're talking about handling support tickets in a scalable, user-friendly way. We typically recommend Help Scout to our consulting clients, but no matter which service you use, it should be a purpose-built tool for customer service. A tool like Help Scout allows you to create attractive help documentation, live chat support, sophisticated reporting, and a ton of other cool features. So you want to use that customer service tool to create templates and other helpful resources so you can delegate your customer service at some point. So if you get, you know, common questions or problems over and over again, you can have templated kind of replies that your customer service rep or VA can then plug into a question. And of course, you also want to incorporate those kinds of FAQs into your FAQ or help section on your site so they don't even have to come through your customer support tool. So really handling support emails through Gmail or whoever your email provider is just, it's not smart enough for a membership site owner who is running this as a with the aim of it being a profitable business and not just a hobby. If you're a tiny site just starting out and you want to use Gmail for a little bit, that's cool. At least make templates and improve your FAQ and help documentation through that. But you are not setting yourself up to delegate or scale if that's your MO.
And one quick note on customer service tools, support desks, whatever. And this is kind of a pet peeve. Make sure that whatever you use, doesn't require your members to sign up for another account with whatever the tool is and log in somewhere just to get support. So it should be as easy as possible. And if that's live chat on your site, great. But then, if they don't come back to your site for a while, they might not see your responses. So most of these tools offer, an integration with email. So if you have their email address, they can just email your support at whatever your domain name is. And they can just interact with it through email, even though you're using that support tool on the back end. But I've seen some where they email support or they open a support ticket somewhere and then they have to go create an account and it's a separate login and it's a huge pain in the butt and totally ruins the experience when they're just trying to get help with something. So a little bit of a personal pet peeve there, but I think that's pretty important for the overall experience.
Right. Make it easy as possible, again, to create that culture of feedback. You cannot put barriers in the way of people talking to you and getting help to achieve success and get value recognized from your site. I'm going to jump back over to customer success real quick. So one of the most successful, really simplest customer success tactics we have seen employed by a number of membership sites is just to send out a weekly email to your members with the aim of building excitement around your service, of course, and drawing people back into the site. So that email should include a warm greeting, something personal. These people are already your customers. You can highlight recently released content, popular community conversations, tease upcoming content, and occasionally even like a quick member success story, which you can also use for your marketing. But those kinds, that continued social proof, even with people who are already paying you, helps people stay motivated to keep coming back to your site, take your courses, and get value from you, and of course, keep paying you. The point here is, though, get a template in place with your email service provider and set aside time each week to create this email. Test different send times and days until you reach kind of an optimal open and click-through rate with your specific audience. Again, this is really simple, and I've yet to run across a membership site where sending something like this on a weekly basis would be ineffective or fall flat. So refine a process document for this over time and delegate the task eventually to a VA or another staff member.
Another customer success strategy that can work well for some membership sites is gamification. So if you're not familiar with that, it just means usually using some kind of plugin or software that brings game-like elements. So that would be, scoring, earning points for completing, watching videos or, completing tasks, badges and that kind of thing. And it's just sort of an extra level of motivation for members to continue progressing through your content. And not just motivation for the sake of, earning those rewards, which may, not really be anything tangible, but motivation in the sense that it kind of helps them see how far they've come. And so that can be a really powerful psychological driver for people to see, oh, I've learned, these five new skills over the past year of being a member on this site. We'll link to an article in the show notes that the membership guys have that's really great, kind of goes into a little more depth on this topic. And you should definitely check that out if you think that might be a good fit for your site.
Mm-hmm. And gamification is also a great way to kind of incorporate self-social proof. I don't think that's a real term, so I'll coin it right now. But basically, if your annual members are coming up for renewal and you're sending them that renewal notification 30 days in advance, you could even take that information from either member score or an engagement or a gamification plugin. It says, hey, look how far you've come this year. We can't wait to see, you know, where you'll go next year. Here's how we're going to help you get there. But kind of using those as using gamification results as a means to, yeah, get renewals, upsell, and show people the value of your site in a very tangible way. So that will wrap us up for this episode of the Member Score podcast. Just keep in mind that proper expectation setting, creating a culture of feedback, surveying, using a customer service tool, and keeping tabs on member engagement are really core elements to customer success. Your members joined your site to achieve some sort of outcome. Remember that it's your job to pave the way for them to get there and to feel successful. Create process documents for every piece of this puzzle for efficiency, scalability, and sanity, most importantly. Catch us next time for our last episode in this series, and we're going to talk about general management of your membership site. See you next time. The Member Score podcast is still fairly new, and we need your help so other membership site owners can find us too. Please leave us a review on iTunes and email us for a free copy of our book as a thank you. As always, you can find out more about how we can help you grow a more profitable membership site over on memberup.co and check out memberscore.io for our churn prediction and engagement reporting app, purpose-built for membership sites. Mention the Member Score podcast for $100 off any coaching session on memberup.co. That's all for today. We'll see you next time on the Member Score podcast.